The three big automakers will be on Capitol Hill today talking about the detailed cuts they plan to make in order to make their business viable. And that could spell the end of Saturn.
Last summer, we invited everyone who owns a Saturn to visit Spring Hill, a Saturn homecoming. They could see where their cars were built and meet the people who built them. We could thank them for believing in
Saturn was launched in 1990, and it was introduced as a different kind of company. It wasn't just a car. It was a club, an experience. But that allure didn't last. And as the auto industry flounders today, GM says it will explore alternatives for Saturn. For more, we're joined by Micheline Maynard, Detroit-based business correspondent for The New York Times. Welcome back, Mickey.
Morning.
So what happened? We know that Saturn hasn't done that well since 1990, but why is it now on the chopping block?
It's very sad in a way what happened with Saturn, because General Motors really had a hit on its hands at the beginning. Actually, when I was looking at sales numbers for my story yesterday, it turns out that sales at Saturn peaked in 1994. So it's had kind of a bumpy road. General Motors started it as a small car company and then didn't give it any more product. So it stayed a small car company while SUVs were selling. And it almost killed it once before and then decided, well, this is someplace we can put our European models. And that hasn't really worked. And so this year, Saturn may sell fewer than 200,000 cars for the first time since 1992. And I think General Motors is just looking at everything across the company. Under 200,000 units isn't enough to sustain a division anymore, and that's why Saturn is possibly on the chopping block.
But what went wrong with the idea, and is Saturn a symbol of just how wrong the car company's strategy has been the last two decades?
Well, that's a very good point, and I think what went wrong with Saturn was that there were some terrific ideas behind it. I mean, what car buyer wouldn't want to be treated, you know, like a human being with respect?
Right.
And what auto worker wouldn't want to be asked for their opinions and their input on making a vehicle work? But, you know, General Motors has a way of taking these innovations and then just forgetting them. And I think what happened with Saturn was something like that. It was an idea by one executive, but when he retired, the other executives who succeeded him had other things on their priority list. And meanwhile, it was so different from the rest of the UAW that the UAW leadership didn't want to support something so radical. And essentially, it was just left almost as an orphan.
So let's talk about today when GM says it will explore alternatives for Saturn. I mean, what would those alternatives be?
Well, some of the things that they might do is have Saturn dealers combine their Saturn dealerships with their other showrooms, which is not what Saturn was supposed to be. They might look at trying to sell Saturn, the brand, as an entity to, say, a Chinese car maker or someone who would like to pick it up. And they may just quietly let it die. They might just stop giving it new vehicles and let it sort of die a natural death.
And, Mickey, you've been covering the auto industry for some time. What do you make of the chances of the big three on Capitol Hill in the next week?
It's going to depend very much on how they perform in hearings today and tomorrow in Washington, because when they came 2 weeks ago, I think it's roundly agreed that they flopped. They weren't prepared to tell Congress what they were going to do with the money. They came in their private jets, and while I think that was a little bit of a cheap shot, I think that they weren't expecting it and didn't have an answer for it. So they've got to perform in a sterling fashion. Congress has to look over the plans they've submitted and say this is enough. And then we have to get Congress back next week to actually vote on a bailout. And I think if we were doing this in July, it would have a lot better chance. But you're asking members of Congress to come in for one last week for right before Christmas. And that in and of itself might hurt the chances for a bailout.
So it's tough, tough, tough. Micheline Maynard, as always, a great pleasure to have you on our show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Micheline Maynard is a Detroit-based business correspondent with The New York Times covering the auto industry. So
and
as
Saturn
she points out,
away.
Many layers of complications.
At least we still have the planet Saturn. That's not going away. Can't get rid of that. New way. New sir.
You are just too much, John Hockenberry. Too much.